Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. Open at the Duluth Art Institute here in Duluth through December 5th, Borrowed Essence, the ceramic work of Elizabeth James, is on display at the James George Morrison Gallery. This Thursday, November 4th, is the exhibit celebration from 5 to 7 p.m. Elizabeth James joined the University of Minnesota Duluth Art Department as a professor a couple years ago and is pleased to share her recent work in this show.
My name is Liz James, and my medium is ceramics. I'm an assistant professor at University of Minnesota Duluth. I am new to the Northlands.
So you have a show that's been up a little bit for the fall. Tell us a little bit about your show.
The title of the show is Borrowed Essence. It is a tribute to the northern region. It is my interpretation of living in the Northland area. There are two large installations and six smaller landscape vignettes.
Well, talk about the name.
That is primarily referencing the fact that there's the element of landscape always involved in my work, but it's not a direct representation of the landscape element. It's more of a borrowed essence, and it's my own personal interpretation of our region. The landscape element primarily comes from the fact that we are so directly affected by our region and our environment. And this is how I interpret that element that impacts our lives, both socially as well as personally.
Was the Big Lake a part of that?
Most definitely. In fact, one of the wall installations was directly inspired by the lake. And during the artist dialogue, I asked the attendees what they thought of this particular installation. And there were some very direct comments referencing that it referenced the lake. And so I was very pleased because it affirmed the fact that I was able to get my message across of what I wanted the audience to come from seeing that piece.
How awesome is the lake for you?
It's amazing. There's not too many people that can say that they walk out and they have this amazing vastness.
Tell us about your experience working in clay.
I work in just about everything and anything I can get my hands on. I primarily focus right now with porcelain because, first and foremost, I want to work with a white palette. So I start with the porcelain body because it renders the color palette that I want to achieve. I like the smoothness of the material, the sensuousness of the material. It's such a lovely clay body to work with. And plus, it's the primary source of clay and mother source of clay. I'm very drawn to that. The other wall installation is primarily of a stoneware base. And so I am diverse enough to where I primarily pick the clay body that will fulfill the purpose that I need to achieve and the effect that I want to achieve. I had a professor one time who said that I could be confident in all areas or an expert in one field, and I chose the field because I originally started out as a painter and have been involved quite extensively in photography and drawing and two-dimensional as well as three-dimensional work, sculpture. But I always go back to clay. When I originally approached the Duluth Art Institute with this project, I wanted to give the community the opportunity to enjoy my vision, my new experiences of relocating to the Northland, and I hope people enjoy my interpretation.
Stay tuned, just a couple weeks away from our one-year anniversary here on Radio Gallery. Radio Gallery is produced by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton, music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, Lizard's Art Gallery and Framing in Duluth, and Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. For links to the work of Elizabeth James or the exhibition at the Duluth Art Institute, to listen to Radio Gallery again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. We welcome feedback. Email us at KUMD@KUMD.org. This is Radio Gallery. I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.